Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, November 21st, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: massive disruption in the brokerage industry, exempting Apple from China tariffs, and Tesla reveals pickup truck tonight. Leading today's news: Charles Schwab is in talks to buy TD Ameritrade, according to CNBC sources, while Fox Business separately reported Schwab would pay $26 billion for the company. The sector has been under recent pressure by the move to no-fee commissions, leaving brokerages scrambling to find ways to maintain profits. Regulatory pressure? Schwab and TD Ameritrade are the two biggest publicly traded discount brokers, and a tie-up would create a behemoth with $5 trillion in combined assets. Schwab is down 2.3% and Ameritrade up 25.7% pre-market. In other news, President Trump is looking at whether to exempt Apple from our coming round of tariffs on Chinese imports, adding, "We have to treat Apple on a somewhat similar basis as we treat Samsung." The comments were made during a tour touting U.S. manufacturing at a Mac Pro plant in Austin, Texas. An additional 10% tariff on China would ultimately result in a 4% hit to Apple's EPS, or roughly 50 cents in FY20 if the tariff ultimately went into effect, according to Daniel Ives, an analyst at Wedbush Securities. The long-awaited electric pickup truck, called Cybertruck, will be unveiled tonight in Los Angeles and is expected to price at roughly $50,000. That's lower than Rivian's $69,000 starting price for its R1T, while the price of Ford's forthcoming electric F-150 is still unknown. Cybertruck has the potential to boost Tesla's profit margins, and Elon Musk has said he is more excited about the model than any other vehicle in the EV maker's future lineup. Talks with Peugeot to create the world's fourth-largest carmaker are progressing smoothly, according to Fiat Chrysler, despite the suit filed by General Motors. "We are astonished by this filing, both its content and its timing. We can only assume it was intended to disrupt our proposed merger with PSA," said CEO Mike Manley. GM alleges a bribery and corruption scheme cost the automaker billions of dollars and tainted labor contracts as far back as 2009. Reports surrounding the latest trade developments saw U.S. stock index futures inching between slight gains and losses overnight. Reuters suggested that a so-called Phase 1 agreement between the U.S. and China may not be completed until next year, though China's foreign ministry attempted to allay fears that talks might be unraveling. Meanwhile, the U.S. House of Representatives passed two bills intended to support protesters in Hong Kong, prompting Beijing to accuse the U.S. of interfering in domestic affairs. Most FOMC participants agreed that beyond October's cut, monetary policy would be well calibrated to support the outlook of moderate growth, according to the minutes of the FOMC's October 29 through 30th meeting. Members also debated several options for keeping the repo market stable, and one option that received considerable discussion was a so-called standing repo facility. The mechanism would see the Fed step in whenever needed to supply banks with reserves in exchange for ultra-safe collateral like Treasury debt. The world economy is growing at the slowest pace since the financial crisis, according to new estimates from the OECD, which cut GDP growth to 2.9% this year and next from 3% in 2020. It would be a policy mistake to consider these shifts as temporary factors that can be addressed with monetary or fiscal policy. They are structural, OECD chief economist Lawrence Boone wrote in the report. Besides trade wars and a sharp Chinese slowdown, bigger concerns include climate change, digitalization, and the crumbling of the multilateral order. Capital raising in 2019 is running at its lowest level since 2012, as a series of notorious pulled deals, like WeWork, and soggy floats, think Uber and Lyft, have weighed on investment banking. Filings have revealed that 17 banks will split up to $32.3 million for Alibaba's secondary Hong Kong listing, which will raise up to $12.9 billion for the Chinese e-commerce giant. The numbers pale in comparison to the 300 million banks made from Alibaba's own record IPO of $25 billion in 2014. Tiffany is up 4% post-market on reports that LVMH raised its offer for the U.S. jewelry chain to $130 per share, or $16 billion. The bid hike resulted in the French luxury icon getting access to Tiffany's books as part of the due diligence linked to its proposed takeover. Meanwhile, The former CEO of Barney's is moving to Tiffany's newly created chief brand officer position, according to the New York Post. Daniela Vitale stepped down from bankrupt Barney's after it was bought by Authentic Brands. Reports earlier this week suggested President Trump would delay a decision on vaping restrictions, though the White House just confirmed his meeting with the industry for tomorrow. The policymaking process is not stalled. It continues to move forward, according to an official statement. In September, the Trump administration said it planned to take off the market any e-cigarettes that weren't formulated to taste like tobacco, but has since decided to make an exception for menthol flavors. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, and gold are all set to open in the red. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.